first up on the docket today. First, it was Trump. Then it was Vlad. Now, the hot potato of inflation. See, they can't do this with Abbott because he doesn't have, what are you going to call it? Abbottflation? Nah, it doesn't roll off the tongue like Putin inflation. Like Putin inflation or Biden inflation. You can't be like Greggy inflation, Abbott-y inflation, Hot Wheels inflation. Like, none of that works. So I don't know how this one's going to stick. But the idea here is that because Texas Governor Greg Abbott and future vice presidential candidate, I'm telling you folks, it's pretty much baked in. It's either him or J.D. Vance, as Miss Magdalene Rose was telling me, as we were talking about when she was on earlier this week. It's either him or J.D. Vance for the VP nomination. But you have Abbott, and this is on the Acting All Crusader blog. You could find it this morning as I put it out for you guys. Governor Greg Abbott and the Mexican governor reach agreement to secure part of the Texas-Mexican border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the governor of the Mexican state of Nuevo León signed a memorandum of understanding. I don't even know what that means. Is that like a treaty? But it's a memorandum of understanding. Wednesday, expressing their shared commitment to increase security along their shared border. Abbott and Governor Samuel Garcia signed the agreement at a news conference in Laredo, Texas. They reached the agreement after Abbott expanded border security measures through Operation Lone Star, directing the Texas Department of Public Safety, or DPS as we like to call them down here, to perform enhanced security checks of commercial trucks at ports of entry. This led to protests and major jams, halting international commerce for at least three major ports of entry. And that's the key, the three major ports of entry. So now that there's any kind of hitch in the giddy-up of illegal immigration, I don't know. I mean, somebody was like, hey, Abbott, this is the least you could do, and you could look like you're doing something. He's like, you know what? Do it. So he is. Memoriam, right? Memoriam? I don't know. You guys know I don't know words here on this program. Yeah, that sounds good, too. Sold. How about that one? There you go. Memorandum. How about that? There we go. Memorandum. I like mine, but hey, I guess we live in a democracy with the words.
No. It's a dictatorship here. We're gonna dictate to you how to say things.
Oh, that's actually funny. That's funny right there. This memorandum was signed. No, I haven't cracked open any alcohol yet. That would be at least be a decent response. Anyway, so this I already forgot what it was, but memorandum thing, a bob, because all words are made up, was signed. And we're getting lost in the weeds of like pronunciation of words. Let's get back to the main story here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. So you have congestion at the Texas border, Texas-Mexican border, which has actually resulted in some positive, I think by accident, right? Abbott stumbled into it by accident. Anyway, Peppermint Zaki stumbled out to the microphone as she's waiting to start her MSNBC deal. And had this to say in regards to the efforts of one Governor Gregory Abbott. So if you want to play that clip, Mr. Justin, that would be fantastic.
You had mentioned in that statement that the truck inspections Governor Abbott has been conducting have led to disruptions for the food and automobile supply chains and rising prices for families. So is the White House blaming Greg Abbott for inflation?
Well, I think we're trying to state the facts of what his another political stunt that we're seeing happen and the impact of it. And what we're seeing is right now, factually, there's over $1 million in trade crossing over the U.S.-Mexico border every minute. These actions are impacting people's jobs and the livelihoods of hardworking families in Texas and across the country. That's not a political statement. That's a statement of fact. I'd also note that what we're seeing with these unnecessary inspections of trucks transiting ports of entry between Texas and Mexico are significant delays, which are resulting in a drop in commercial traffic of up to 60 to 70% in some ports. And that is significantly impacting the local and regional supply chains to the point that trade associations, officials, and businesses are calling for the Texas governor to reverse this self-inflicted gridlock. I'd also note that CBP officers are very good at their jobs, and Texas DPS does not need to replace CBP at the southern border. CBP has conducted a record number of drug seizures with more than 900,000 pounds of narcotics seized just in FY 2021. So the economic impact here, something that people of all political stripes are calling for a reversal of, is something that we think is significant and we felt should be shouted out.
Two things here. One, obviously, with the way Jen Psaki mispronounces words, I'm probably next in line to be the White House press secretary. Let's just be real about that, right? I am fast tracked for that position. Secondly, this is a quote directly from Red State Articles' Mike Miller. Yo, Jen, question. Given that Abbott directed the Texas Department of Public Safety to implement the enhanced inspections on April 6th, which was legitimately 1 week ago, how in the hell did the directive delay manufacturing already? How does it impact jobs already? How does it raise the prices in America already? And the reason why I went with this story first off is because yesterday we went with the Axios article where they were like, ah, bro, inflation is not as bad as a recession. Yeah, you're paying, you know, ridiculous amounts of prices, and we're pretty much between crawling and running inflation or however they want to categorize them. But don't worry, it's not a recession. Just shut up and pay more money, more for your gas and groceries. Now, they're like, ooh, I guess the Putin inflation did not catch on the way Biden inflation has caught on to everybody.